following podcast is being brought to you by the Defy Life Podcast Network.
So you could just lock me up. No. Just bury me in the ocean with my ancestors that jumped from the ships. Because they knew death was better than bondage.
Oh, you think darkness is your ally? You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it. Molded by it. I didn't see the light until I was already a man. By then it was nothing to me but blight. The shadows betray you because they belong to me.
In the hell do you think you are?
Okay, it's not working out. I'm gonna need the suit back.
For how long?
Forever.
Yeah, that's no, please.
Let's have it.
You don't understand. This is all I have. I'm nothing without this suit.
If you're nothing without this suit, then you shouldn't have it. Okay?
So, this week, we are going to continue our theme in the month of horror. And we are going to not only talk about and give our five favorite horror films, not the best. I want to make sure I make that perfectly clear right off the bat. These are not what we think are the best horror films ever, but these are our five favorite. And if you ask us tomorrow, it might be a different list. But for tonight, these are going to be our five favorite. And Uncle Oz is going to give us three great horror comics. And we have also some, and Oz, so what do you think about that? Are you excited to give your three horror comics? Have you put some thought into this?
Oh, zero. I mean, well, yeah. Okay, yes. You know, I mean, my three horror comics, kind of four, actually. They don't change and they stay the same. I think there's some really super good thought-provoking stuff out there, but the ones I like to recommend are the ones I really want people to try and like get into and absorb their head into it.
Okay. So Oz, you know, we're going to be given our five favorite films. What makes a horror film kind of stand out to you? I know we kind of touched on this last week, but let's kind of dive back into it since we're talking about our favorites. You know, what are some of the movies that almost made your list but didn't quite make the cut? What are some honorable mentions that you have?
Well, I'll just say in broad strokes that what I look for in a good horror movie is not someone trying to like jerk my chain by giving me weird camera cuts and stuff, but like a really good thought-provoking folklore story, like, you know, something that's going to make me like finish this movie and go, wow, man, I never thought about what if that happened. Like, to me, some classic, like a good horror, but not so much it's like more just sci-fi, but Rise of the Lycan, you know, Underworld. It was a great spin on, like, you know, that whole werewolf motif, you know.
Was that close to your top five favorites?
No. That's the honorable mention one. I will tell you, like, but another one that kind of got me that I was like, whoa, this is kind of cool, was Bram Stoker's the vampire flick from basically Bram Stoker's Dracula. That was cool back in the day. I loved that. I never really got freaked out or got into the Anne Rice stuff. So
honestly, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Anne Rice wrote a whole lot of books. Like, people are very familiar with, like, Interview with the Vampire. You know, this, and she was like, man, in the 90s, she was just like this powerhouse of like what it meant to be a horror writer. But I always just was like, that's fine. Like, horror to me, that good horror to me, is on some Max Brooks, World War Z kind of thing.
Word. You gave a long answer and didn't answer not one of the questions I asked. We were off to a good start.
Hold on, but you didn't listen. You asked definitely, what are my honorable mentions and what makes a good horror movie? And I told you both.
Well, what honorable mention did you give me?
I just told you World War Z.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, and then I gave you a description of it. So like, hey, just cause you're not in the game, brother, don't try to. I'm in the game, dude. Go take some Notos, get some coffee, go get some green tea, get some green matcha tea, get yourself woke up, son. We're gonna have a good time tonight.
I'm in the game. I'm just trying to get you to answer a question. That's all.
No, I know, but what I need
you
to do...
As long as you know, you acknowledge that you do know.
I do. I just need you to pay attention to the answers.
It's hard because I get lost.
I feel like I'm like, hey, little Johnny, wake up, little Johnny.
Have you seen the Zoom video going around of the class going on and the teacher is talking? And the little boy, he points to the closet, and his mom walk in, and she is butt naked. And she goes in there, and the teacher's like, "Oh my god, Tayshaun, turn off your camera."
No, but
it's great. It's hilarious.
Not really sure what that has to do with what we were just talking about, but
because you were talking about you felt like you were the teacher, and that was the teacher saying, because the teacher was also telling the kid before that, you know, wake up, because one of the kids was sleeping. Because I guess it was in the morning during the Zoom class. So that's what it had to do.
Okay.
A complete segue to a teacher reference.
Okay.
If you don't get it, like you said, there's some green tea,
coffee. No, yeah.
Beer. You're a beer guy. Beer there's might Zoom. Wake you up.
Zoom.
I don't know if Zoom's going to wake you up.
No, probably not, but...
But beer might. What kind of beer are you drinking tonight?
I'd like to give a shout-out to Ardent. It's Ardent IPA. Ardent is a local brewery in Richmond, Virginia. They have really good beer. And if you ever are in Richmond, Virginia and go to Ardent, I suggest you go right next door to ZZQ. Oh, delicious, delicious barbecue. For vegetarian, vegans, and for meat lovers, perfect way to get your barbecue groove on and get some good beer.
Great. Free plug. We ain't getting paid for that.
We ain't
getting paid for that.
Allegedly, quote unquote, we aren't getting paid for that. But let me just say,
you ain't getting paid for that either.
So you say.
All right, I hear you. Unless they just paying you in beer.
Not necessarily. But anyway, let's move on. But anyway, if you get a chance, go to Arden and check out some good barbecue from ZZQ.
This guy.
Cheap plug.
It was a cheap plug. That place isn't even good. Don't go there. It ain't even good. How about that? How about that for your plug? How about that for your plug? It ain't even good. The food ain't good. The beer ain't good. The service ain't good. How about that for your plug?
Regular Scott doesn't even drink beer. So I need to let that sink into you guys.
I eat food though.
Right. This guy gave a Yelp review of five stars to Hardee's. To Arby's.
Oh, that
this dude eats Arby's every other day.
Well, that's not true. Listen, I can guarantee you that's not true, because I certainly can't afford to eat at Arby's every other day.
Oh yeah, now listen.
That's not true.
I want everybody to listen. He considers Arby's fine dining.
Not fine dining. I just, you know, I'm just balling on a budget. That's all. It's not fine dining, but I don't have $10 to $15 to spend on a meal every time.
Yes, right. His idea of spending $10 to $15 on a meal is to go to Arby's, not to go to somewhere else, but to Arby's. We have the meats.
Not necessarily Arby's. I don't mind a nice 4 for 4.
We have the meats.
4 for 4 from Wendy's is usually pretty solid. Junior bacon plain.
A little baked potato in there?
No. What? No. Why would I do that?
Yeah, because it's like, you know. What was the last vegetable you ate?
I had some string beans not too long ago and some corn.
What's your definition of not too long ago? Were there canned string beans and was it corn in a can?
How in the world did we... Actually, it was corn on the cob. But how in the world...
Delicious.
Yeah, it was pretty good. How in the world did we get on my diet? How do we get on my diet?
I'm just curious.
It was corn on the cob. The wife, she cooked a nice dinner and it was very good.
Now, do you grill your corn on the cob or do you boil your corn on the cob?
She boiled this one. If we cook out, we'll grill it, but it just depends on how we're cooking.
I like it. Do you like Mexican corn?
I don't know if I've ever had it.
Ah, it's a grilled corn on the cob, and then you lather it with cilantro, lime, mayo if you want, some. You know what? Next time you come over, I'm going to invite you, Grayson and Lindsay, over to have a meal.
He's giving our secret identities away.
I said I'm going to invite you and your family over.
There we go.
and I'm going to make you street corn.
Man, this entire intro has gone completely off the rails.
Yeah. We can start over if you want to.
we'll keep it. So look.
Are you sure?
At this point, I guess we might as well set the table. This is Take a Knee for Marvel versus DC or some form of it. I am your host, Regular Scott. I am here with my co-host, the Comic Connoisseur, and the chef, the mighty Ozzy Killmonger. Oz, how you doing?
What is up, good people? As Regular Scott has said, he has set the table for a delicious baller spread of Arby's and Wendy's. I hear say there's a devilish rumor that he's going to get some Taco Bell some Olive Garden.
I don't do Olive Garden, but I do like Taco Bell. I do rock with Taco Bell, though.
He said that he's checked with his accountant and the budget looks good. He's going to try some Pizza Hut. Hey, let me ask you something.
Okay.
Do you prefer...
This is absolutely ridiculous.
Of your three, what's your order of preference? Okay. From favorite to least.
Okay.
Pizza Hut, Domino's, Little Caesars.
Oh, man. All right. So I got to answer this two ways, because if I'm going purely just off of taste, it's Pizza Hut.
Whoa.
Little Caesars, Domino's.
Wow.
If I'm going off of who I can rely on and who never lets me down, it's Little Caesars.
Dude, is that true? Is that so true?
Little Caesars will never let me down with a nice hot and ready pizza.
And they'll never let you down. Exactly like you said, it will be hot and it'll be ready fast. They live up to their standards.
$5.
Now listen,
$5.50.
I'm suspicious of any pizza place giving me some chicken wings. But anyway, other than that, look, man, I got to tell you, Little Caesars has done me right on the delivery, on hot and ready, and actually the taste, man. I think it's like Little Caesars, Pizza Hut, Domino's.
I don't know. Pizza Hut... Their crust is better. I think it's...
It's that buttery crust. That buttery crust is good.
Yeah, I'm with that. Yeah, Pizza Hut's my favorite. I don't think... it's not the best pizza I've ever had. Like, that would be crazy for me to say. Man, but as far as out of those three, I think, Pizza Hut's definitely my top.
Strictly commercial pizza. Now here's one more for
almost
you.
Pretty much like fast food pizza.
it is exactly brilliant, like exactly like fast food. Now, what's your preference of those three for the next day?
Oh, that's Pizza Hut. No question. No question. That's Pizza Hut.
Do you put it in the oven or do you nuke it?
It depends. If I'm being lazy, I'll just nuke it. But if I want it to eat it right, I'm definitely putting it in the oven. If I want that crust to be right.
Man, I you know what?
But I am lazy, so I'll definitely nuke it every now and then.
No, the only time I would, I say Pizza Hut wins too, but the only time Little Caesar ever wins for me is if I get that square, their square pizza.
The deep dish.
Oh, God, Jesus. That deep dish, dude. That deep dish is delicious.
I don't know what I'm more surprised at. The fact that I don't think we've ever had a food conversation, considering we set a table at the beginning
every
of every,
time we
you know,
set a table
and we've never had a food time. Conversation. So I don't know if I'm more surprised at that or that we're actually having a food conversation.
Well, the thought is this though: we have set the table almost 94 times, right? 95.
No, well, this is the 94th time.
We have set the table 94 times, but we have literally never talked about what is on the table, food-wise. We've talked about what is on the table in our mental floss and mental digestion, but never what's really on the table food-wise.
You know what? I might need to check the backlogs. I will check the first few episodes. I don't know when I actually started using the phrase "allow me to set the table," so I might have to check that.
I feel that has been since at least in the episode teens or tens. You know,
yeah,
if not before.
I might agree with that. Yeah, I think I agree with that, but I'm not sure if I started it from the very beginning.
I just know that we owe one episode about food because. I will say this. Uncle Oz is a comic connoisseur, but I love food.
I will say Uncle Oz can cook. I will give him that. He can tear it down. He does his thing during Thanksgiving and Christmas when we have to get together. He does his thing. All right. We got to get back to the show.
Wait, I thought we were doing a show. Wait,
we This is that's kind of what a conversation would sound like, a food conversation would sound like between us. But actually, one more question about food while we're on it.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on candy corn?
Ah, dude. Like so, you know, they had this whole thing like spicy candy corn. Candy corn is just gross to me.
Oh, so you don't even like it. You don't even like it in general.
Well, I can tell you, when I was a little kid, I used to suck down bags of candy corn and have the worst headaches, dude.
you sucking down a bag of candy corn trying to reach for your inhaler.
Dude, like having an asthma attack and the worst migraine of my life. So I don't know necessarily if I was having a sugar headache or if I was having a chemical headache. It was just candy corn just ain't my thing, dude.
Okay.
And one more thing.
Uh-huh.
It does not look like corn. It does not look like a kernel of corn or anything. It just looks like a weird shape. It looks more like corn and a pumpkin has sex.
Hmm.
You know? So.
All right. Well, I love candy corn until you talk about, you know, until the thought of pumpkins and corn having sex.
What do you like about it? I
like candy corn, man. I can suck a bag down, man.
Do you eat them in one whole bite, or do you eat them like half a bite?
What do I like? Eat the orange part, then eat the white part, then eat the yellow part? Yeah, no, I don't. Exactly. I just eat them. I don't do that.
So, do you feel the same passion about eating candles?
I don't eat. No, they don't taste like wax. What are you doing, dude?
Do you go to the Yankee Candle Store and just do the same? Because man, it is wax, man. It is.
It's not.
If someone put wax and sugar together, right. I'm like, yeah.
That's great.
If you thought about Jelly Bellies and Starburst, they're just like, oh, dude, look, man, it's candy corn. Oh man, who invited that cat to the party? Okay, just be polite.
All right,
and Skittles is like, oh, dude, what is that dude doing here, man?
All right. Well, now that you know what's on our table, which is pizza from Pizza Hut and Little Caesars, candy corn, and whatever beer from that Richmond place that apparently is paying Oz and not me. So whatever place that is. So that's what's at our table. Now let me plug my stuff. Let me plug our stuff, okay? You can find us on Twitter at @D4MarvelVsDC. That's the number 4. You can email us at D4MarvelVsDC@GoDefyLife.com. We got another email. We got a Killmonger conversation. We got a lot of social media to get to. And I did not expect to spend this first quarter of the show talking about our pizza taste and candy corn. I would not mind a pizza. Actually, there is a Little Caesars about 10 minutes up the road. There's a good chance I might pause this and go get that.
Man, hey, during my rant.
Actually, you know what? I'll have plenty of time during your conversation. So if you hear a car start, that's me. Just letting you know. All right. We do got a lot to get to, Oz. So let's. What's so funny? What's so funny now? Where? What are you getting a kick out of? Great. All right. So last week we talked about Wakanda and whether the X-Men would be able to infiltrate Wakanda. So that was something that ended up going to social media. And I'm actually going to start with our Facebook page. I posted it to our Facebook page, and surprisingly, Uncle Oz did not participate.
Wait, Harry, stop. How do you know if I didn't participate?
Because I get all the notifications if someone likes it or comments on it or shares it.
But not if someone votes on it, right?
It's not a poll. It's on Facebook.
Oh yeah, I don't go on Facebook, dude. I don't do Facebook.
Okay,
so.
Well you didn't.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct.
I know I'm correct. Thank you. Back to what I was saying. Oh, also make sure you check out the Fight Life Pods. That's our home. That's the hub for all the Fight Life. You can find all the shows there. Find us Spreaker, Radio Public, TuneIn, Spotify. Check out our merch. Yes, we got hoodies, we got tees, we got bags. We got all that good stuff, man.
Yo, the merch is looking hot, dude.
Yeah, we're looking good. We're looking good. The models is looking good. They making us look good. It's just great team effort right there.
Yeah. Check out the merch. If you feel so inclined, grab a t-shirt, grab a hoodie. It's getting cold.
It's hoodie season. Back to what I was saying. So back to the Facebook page that Oz didn't participate in. We got some comments. I asked the question, if you were putting together an X-Men group to infiltrate Wakanda, who would you choose? The kingpin of the Phi Life, Mr. J.R. Glimpf, commented on that one. That's how you know that this was an important question when the kingpin comments on it. And his lineup was Beast, Nightcrawler, Jean Grey, and Gambit, going with the small four-person unit. Oz, what do you think about that unit?
Yeah, they are the sneaky ones, you know?
Yeah, I think Beast is very underrated. This would be something I think he would do very well. His intelligence and his stealth, just being able to move really well and really nimble, would really be a use here. So that's a good lineup.
And in a wilderness environment, you have Jean Grey, who just is like the telepath, mm-hmm. The thief, who is Gambit, and also you have Beast, once again, who's also the scientist, you know, for technology. It's smart. It's very good.
No doubt. My good buddy Steve from the Nerd Cantina, our good friends over there. Shout out to the Nerd Cantina. His lineup is – oh, and by the way, you know how last week I was talking about how excited I was to be 3-0 in that the football?
Yeah.
Yeah, I lost. So.
There's the game. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. That's probably why I was so aggressive.
No, trust me. That is always why you're so aggressive. So did you eat a bag of candy corn so to make you feel better?
No, I had a bag of Skittles.
You had some pizza.
I put it on the pizza. So Steve's lineup is Wolverine, Colossus, Beast, Storm, and Rogue.
I I see that because he's going with some straight power.
So I commented. You know, I was just curious about the lineup. I'm curious. Why no Nightcrawler or Kitty Pryde? And Steve replied, and this is a fantastic reply. And I figured we don't, you know, we had a 5-person limit. Beast to solve the tech issues, Wolverine, and Storm to maybe use that WAP against T'Challa. What do you think about her using the WAP against T'Challa?
Like maybe telling him to back that big Wakandan Mack truck into her into that X Mansion garage.
You are struggling to flip that one, huh?
That would
definitely be T'Challa's kryptonite.
No, not at all. So, I personally thought you would have Storm in because she is the master of stealth. She would produce unimaginable fog.
Well, everybody she knows could, why, but the WAP, I just thought the WAP she, was funny. We know why Storm would be there.
Yeah, I know. Okay. But, you know, she could just do EM stuff, but yeah, you know.
Colossus for the muscle. Rogue could basically drain anyone. So.
Hey, what about that? What about Rogue with that WAP? Well, maybe, yeah, Rogue ain't got the WAP too.
I mean, she do, but, like, you know, Storm and T'Challa got a history.
Yeah, I mean, but
there's probably still some. What makes you think Rogue or T'Challa want each other?
Dude, if that little Southern girl can seduce Remy
LeBeau,
give me a break, man.
Our good friend, you know, Migs, Movies with Migs, here's a little teaser for next week. We're going to have him on. We have a Twitter poll we'll go over later. And, we're going to have Migs on next week to do a little movie review. So we're looking forward to that. Migs only went with 2 people for his lineup to infiltrate Wakanda. Just 2. Nightcrawler and Psylocke. Oz, do you think that's enough?
Yes.
You said you do think that's enough.
No.
So wait a minute. You just said yes.
Listen, I think I get it, but I feel like there's a couple. The key has a couple giveaways. Like they're gonna start literally smelling the brimstoke and fire that he releases when he does his thing. And then when he bamfs, and I think that I feel like that for Wakandans, they have some stuff against telepaths. And you know why? You know why I say that? I say that because T'Challa is part of the Illuminati, and all those guys have to have counters for each other. You know, they're not benevolent to each other. I mean, they love each other and all this stuff, but even with Namor there. I feel like they have to have some working stuff. That's just me.
So you think any one of them could pull off a Batman Justice League Doom style takeover of the entire group?
Do I think either one of those two?
Like no. Any one of the Illuminati has like contingency plans on the group. Like you know how Batman had on the Justice League and Justice League Doom.
Absolutely. Think of who's in the Illuminati. You have Tony Stark in there.
Some of the smartest people in the world.
You have, not just that, you have some of the smartest people in the world who have proven to be some of the most sinister ones. Tony Stark, when he's alcoholic, went crazy. He has invented literally armors for each one of his Avengers, which means that he studied each one of the Avengers. Reed Richards. The only reason Reed Richards sent all of those other 3 up in space was because he sensed the oncoming, because he's so smart, he sensed the oncoming, as he said, existence or threat of mutants. That's why he did that. He said, we need to be part of this game too. Namor is self-explanatory. He's taken over so much. He's waged war on the surface dwellers so many times. And they just literally keep him because he rules 70% of the Earth. You know? Yeah, please. Yeah.
Okay. That'd be an interesting storyline. That might be another $1 million idea if it hasn't already been done.
Yeah, because you know they all do. You know, even T'Challa. Come on, T'Challa only wanted to become an Avenger so that he could infiltrate them.
Okay. All right, Oz, you got to stop giving away money. Okay, so it sounds like let's go to the Twitter and see what the Twitter had to say about it. Are you laughing again? You find something funny, Oz?
No, I need a beer. I yawned.
Oh, great. Now I'm boring you.
Hey, that's pretty typical of a show, so that's okay. Yeah,
there you go. On the Twitter, which Oz did not participate in as well.
Now, how do you know?
Because this one isn't one that you vote on. This was either you comment, you retweet, or you like. And I see all that as well. So I know you did not do this one either. So back to the comment about X-Men and Wakanda that Oz did not participate in. If you were to put together a 7-person combination of X-Men to infiltrate Wakanda, we got a lot of feedback from this one. Hawk the Horrible, our good friend. Cable, Hope Summers, Nightcrawler, Rachel Summers, Kitty Pride, Forge, and Magic.
Good God,
that's a lineup.
Yeah, they'd infiltrate everything.
Yeah, that's a hell of a lineup, man. Evan the that's great lineup, Hawk. Great lineup. Evan the Great, Leader, Cyclops, Stealth, Gambit, Air Support, Iceman, Teleportation, Nightcrawler, Smart, Beast, Brawler, Magic. Air Support, Storm.
Everybody loves the whole Magic and Storm thing.
Yeah, that's a good lineup as well. Doctor of Doomonomics. I like that name. Leader, Cable, Telepath, Psylocke, Telepath, Emma Frost, Stealth, Mystique. That's a good pick. Stealth, mm-hmm. Gambit, Technology, Forge, Teleportation, Magic.
Mm.
I like that. Mystique. That's somebody who I'm surprised isn't getting a little bit more love in something like this as well.
Yeah. No. She's been getting some. She's had an interesting run on the new Jonathan Hickman X-Men series that they've been doing.
There you go. JD, our good buddy JD, who he and myself, we like to talk about wrestling.
Cheap plug.
You know, it's coming. Cheap plug. Showdown Pro Wrestling Podcast with myself and JD.
Are you guys still doing the show?
So we're not currently at the moment. We are talking about it, but we have been having a little back and forth about the wrestling business. So we need to get back in the booth, though. That's what kind of sparked it back up. That's what made us think we got to get back in the booth. It's a good conversation. It needs to be heard. So we're going to get back out there, Oz. Don't worry.
At least you have good old reliable Uncle Oz.
At least I have Oz.
You can sound a little more enthused about that when you say it, too.
JD said, Storm as the leader, Kitty Pride, Nightcrawler, Wolverine, Colossus, Cyclops, and Banshee.
Ooh.
Tony Bell said, I will switch out Banshee for Jean Grey, but beyond that, that's a perfect team, talking about JD. And JVD of the Villains the Man, make sure you guys are checking out the Crossover Collision Tournament that's going on. Mr. Terrific just took on Krang the Conqueror. I'm sorry, not Krang the Conqueror. Krang from Ninja Turtles. I said Krang the Conqueror.
Yeah, dude.
Krang, not Krang the Conqueror.
But that's awesome, though.
Yeah, no, it's a really good fight. Definitely make sure you all check that out. It's really good. Very good. And it's Krang, not Kang. I just want to make sure I clear that up. JVD said Magic, Nightcrawler, Kitty Pride, Gambit, Forge, Emma Frost, and Phantomex.
Yeah, he's a weird one. I'm always like, what is his power again?
All right. Oz, my last Twitter poll about the Wakanda and X-Men question. Could the X-Men infiltrate Wakanda? I put it to Twitter. Oz, are you going to try to tell me you participated in this one, too?
No.
Okay. This was one that you could have voted on, so you might have participated, and I didn't know, but I'm glad you were honest with me. Good to know you didn't participate in not one of our Wakanda questions. Wakanda forever with Oz. Even though he's named after Killmonger, he didn't want to participate in any Wakandan questions.
Bury my bones in the sea.
Could the X-Men infiltrate Wakanda? Yes or no? Those were your two answers.
I, you know what? I forgot. Sorry.
I'm sure he did. I'm sure you did, Oz. I'm sure you did. Oz, what do you think the people chose? Yes or no?
No. With 94% of the vote, the people have said yes.
With 68% of the vote, the people said yes.
I feel like there is this backlash against African culture because of this, because of the current state of affairs in our political environment.
You haven't been right on a Twitter poll in a while.
No, I think there was like one like a couple weeks ago that I got like right, surprisingly.
There might have been. We got some comments on that. Our good buddies, the crazy 88s at Black Mass, the crazy 88 members over there.
Are we all like literally 74?
No, not all of them commented, but the Black Mass, you know, the Twitter.
What 88 of them commented?
I don't know.
Shout out
to Suave, though. Shout out to Suave for sure.
Shout out to Suave.
Why would they need to when an X-Men is queen of Wakanda?
Not anymore. They're divorced.
Well, Omega level nerds replied, T'Challa divorced her.
I love it.
Let's see here. Omega level nerds also comment. They said they have a number of teleporters. It wouldn't be hard. Did you see how bad they own the Inhumans? I just figured we shout out to Black Mass and Omega level nerds. We appreciate you guys commenting on all that. Oz, we got more Twitter polls. Are you ready for all this?
I'm ready.
All right. So
participated in all of them too.
Yeah. Okay. We're gonna see. This one, since I told you we're going to have Movie Man Miggs on next week, and he's going to do a movie review with us, and I put that to you guys to decide. I said, what horror movie would you like for us to review? And the four choices were The House of the Devil, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Ring, or House of a Thousand Corpses. You're going to hear all three of those later on, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Oz, what do you think the people chose?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
With 37% of the vote, the people chose, and we will be reviewing with Movie Man Miggs, The Ring. Oh for two so far.
God, Jesus Christ. Okay.
But I will give you this. Texas Chainsaw Massacre was second with 33%.
If you're not first, you're last. So
that is true. The SWO Productions, they were the Ghost of the Stratosphere. They said that the only movie to legit scare me as an adult was The Ring.
Oh, yeah.
So, also online, Podcast Warriors showed a GIF of The Ring coming out of the TV. So, we'll be reviewing that next week. Look forward to that. Oz, I think we're going to skip over the news tidbits for this week because we do have a lot to get to. We still have an email and a Killmonger conversation. So I think we're going to skip over the news tidbits. We'll save those for next week. We'll just kind of add those. I actually wouldn't mind getting Miggs' opinion on some of these I have since they are movie-related questions. So we're just going to hold off on those if that's okay with you.
Mm-hmm. Totally cool.
Okay, cool. So Oz, I'm going to ask you, would you like to go to an email next or would you like to go to your Killmonger conversation?
When do we take a break?
I was actually kind of hoping that we could do one of those two before the break. You know, I got a plan. I was just I don't want you to take over the plan. I just wanted your participation in the plan. I wasn't handing the keys to you. I was just asking if you wanted to take a detour or if you wanted to just go straight home.
You got the juice now, man. I was just curious. Just curious. That's all.
I mean, what do you need? Do you need to go pee or something?
Could be. I need to get a beer and pee. I don't know. Could be both.
Okay, so what do you want to do, dude? Do you want to do the email or do you want to do
the Let's do the email and then let's take a break and then let's get into that
When did you start controlling what happens on the show?
Oh, I've always controlled, but I've just given you the illusion of control.
You haven't controlled an episode since like 22.
Control's an illusion. Oh, you'll admit I've controlled an episode? Oh, yeah, when you let me take over, right?
Yeah, when you took over the... Or no, that might have been later, because I think that was after V's.
Hey, so what else you going to do on a Sunday?
Oh, man, maybe I should let you take over before we get to our 100. Maybe I should give you an episode before we get there.
Don't say it if you don't mean it.
Well, I might mean it. I might mean it. I just haven't decided if
it just becomes cruel. So let's do the email.
Okay, let's get to our email. I gotta pull that bad boy up because I was certainly expecting you to go to your Killmonger conversation.
No, I want to use the bathroom and have a beer for that one.
Now, Oz, I will say this. This is probably not a good thing, but this will be the first time I'm reading this email as well.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So we'll get a raw reaction. I have no advantage on you this time. Hello, fellas.
Yeah, well, you... Oh.
Okay. All right.
Okay, here we go. Right.
This show, man, this has been one for the books. Hey, fellas, hope your week was a good... What are you laughing at? That's what it says. That's what it says, word for word. Hey, fellas, hope your week was a good one. First, I want to mention the movie The Thing by John Carpenter. Also, this is from Thrash Daddy. The movie The Thing by John Carpenter, the original, is one of the scariest sci-fi horror films I've ever seen. Deep isolation is a key for horror to be highly effective for me. So that's what's important to Thrash Daddy. Speaking of scary horror, what are your thoughts on the show Lovecraft Country? In particular, the most recent episode depicting two demonic little girls. Do you think we are finally on the road to TV character equality? Is the TV entertainment industry doing enough to represent the BIPOC community? Sorry for all the questions. Thrash Dad. Before Oz, I'll let Oz go first, and before he goes into that, Thrash Dad, you don't have to apologize. We want all the questions. And you make sure you send all your questions to us for our 100th episode, NE4100. Send us all your questions for that big Q&A episode. But yeah, Oz, take it away. Questions, you start.
Thrash Daddy, as usual, that's a great, brilliant question. So I feel that we are on the cusp of something amazing, something awesome. You can call it the age of Aquarius, you can call it justification, you can call it justify, whatever, but I feel like there's a reckoning trying to happen, you know, like there's a seed trying to burst through the earth, and it's a great time. We have all these like flicks that are trying to represent people of color, to show their face in the mirror, to show their voice. To listen to people, that people hear their voice, because like the easiest way for you to understand your humanity is for other people to let you be a human. And so on that level, I love Love Country. Lovecraft Country is uncomfortable. It brings up a lot of emotions in me, like it reminds me of all the atrocities that happened on our soil just because people just wanted to try and like live this American experiment. It also makes me uncomfortable because I see like the side effects and the consequences of racism and systematic generational stuff. So, but I like that because, man, tying your shoe was uncomfortable. Riding a bike was uncomfortable. Getting turned down your first time asking somebody out. It's uncomfortable. But it's all there to make you a better person. And the more that you're uncomfortable, the more that you realize you have an itch, you scratch it and you pay attention to it. So we're at some good times right now. I don't know if this is a fluke. I don't know if this is like the new wave or whatever, but I enjoy it. As for Love Country, again, it fits a lot of my needs. Like, I've always wanted to see horror, science fiction, thrillers rolled up, but to see some dark-skinned people in there, you know? So I've been in it for the ride, and I'm enjoying it. The Thing is, actually, by the way, The Thing is really good. So I look forward to seeing what else we have, because there's a lot of stories that need to be told. And the amount of stories that we can have be told can occupy our space and time for the next 300 years. So, yeah.
I have not seen Lovecraft. You know how I do. I'll see it in a couple months.
But why do you sleep on the cultural stuff? Like, you slept on Watchmen, you slept on Lovecraft. What about these shows that are like iconic and that are like that are motivating? That what makes you say no? That makes you go, I'm gonna watch wrestling this week.
Well, I don't have an extra email to get a free week subscription, so I'm gonna wait till the whole season is done, then I'll create an email.
You don't have HBO Max?
Nah, I'm not getting HBO Max until the Snyder Cut comes out. I don't have a reason to buy it. I have not. There's nothing on there.
Do you have Disney Plus?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
okay.
I did. I got that once Hamilton came out.
Okay.
Hey, look, I will support something that I love. I love Hamilton, and when the Snyder Cut comes out, I'm excited about that. I'm gonna watch that. I'm gonna get it for that.
So basically, when it comes to HBO Max, you're willing to wait for it.
I'm willing to. So, we're gonna take a break.
Disney Plus doesn't hesitate. They just take and they take and they take.
All right, yeah, we're gonna take a break. Take a break. We'll be right
if
back.
There's a reason, it's $7.99.
I'm willing to wait for it.
Pay for it.
All right, we'll be right back.
Welcome to the Anything, Everything, and Nothing podcast with Lynn and Kim. Join us as we discuss the latest in everything from entertainment and current events to the craziness that is our real life.
Let's laugh, let's live, let's talk about it. New episode every Tuesday on the Defy Life Podcast Network. And remember, if you're not defying life, then what are you doing? Lynn and Kim.
And we are back. Make sure you are checking out the Anything, Everything, and Nothing podcast. The ladies are back in full force. The first ladies of Defy Life, the first female battleground champions of Defy Life. They are 1-0 against Oz. What do you think about that?
This is true.
Yes.
It's true.
Shout out to those ladies. Make sure you check them out and support all the Defy Life podcasts. Check us out, Unsupervised, the spinoff podcast. Myself and Oz were guests on there on their latest episode, so make sure you check that out. That was a lot of fun. The Defy Life, the flagship, we got all that. Got a lot of good stuff on there, so make sure you check out the network, defylifepods.com. Oz, you ready for your Killmonger conversation?
I think so, yeah. I'm excited about it.
We'll find out. Phillip's got something for you. With all this is from our good friend Philip as well. Philip Darnell, faithful listener, always giving us good questions, good thought-provoking questions. So, with all the division in our country and people who want to divide everyone by race, my sons Jayshon, I hope I'm saying that right, Jayshon and Nathaniel are mixed. And you, shout out to the mix. You know, I love my fellow mixed people. So shout out to Jayshon and Nathaniel.
Yeah, we do. We know we love you. We know you love it.
You know, as another mixed man myself, I'm all about the mix. So I'm all about the mixed race. I'm all about it. Jayshon and Nathaniel are mixed, and I raised them to treat everyone the same, not based on skin color. What is your take on all the division, and who would you suggest as good role models for both Marvel and DC that might best exemplify how to treat everyone, both good and bad? And name some that are mixed as well. Leave Nick alone. Star Trek. Hashtag leave Nick alone. Hashtag Star Trek rocks. Hashtag Nick needs a Starfleet uniform.
As usual, Phil, thank you for the questions. Keep them coming and keep being. Man, Phil, you are faithful and we love it every single time. So let me try and dig into this. I'm going to give you my 30-second breakdown on the division because I could go on longer, but I don't want to. But we're at this divisive stage right now because it took us a long time to get here, man. Slavery was... It ended when the Civil War ended and then Reformation happened, the reforms happened, but they didn't really happen because there was lynchings and revolts against it. So we never really had a truth and reconciliation like you kind of had during the apartheid period where people got a chance to like, or even during the Nuremberg trials where people got a chance to like tell the atrocities and how it affected them and tell about what they did and the people who did it and people who received it. You know, I think our problem with us being America with this great experiment is that a lot of times the powers that be feel like in order to keep the experiment going to the way that they like it, they have to obscure history so that it doesn't rile people. But the truth of the matter is the more you learn about your history and the more it empowers you, you know, when I know about plenty of the atrocities that happened here, but I also understand that there are plenty of things that came out of that at too, and that there's a beauty in things, you know. I don't see Rosewood and Tulsa as these really sad things. I see us being amazing and beautiful, us being Black people being amazing and beautiful and creating things and, you know, and us striving, you know. We're always going to have adversities, you know, but it's a matter about how we deal with it. So in order to, just to say this, where we are right now is because we have a lot of stuff we need to address. Whether we address it all together and get better or we don't address it and we fall apart, it's up to us, you know? It's an experiment. Sometimes experiments are terrible. Sometimes experiments make amazing things. So I was thinking that some superhero examples that you can think of Luke Cage and Jessica Jones. They both had their issues and they got together, produced this kid, and that kid is going to wind up being the next generation Avenger and basically representative of America as a Captain Marvel kind of person. I would love to see our Earth 2 Superman, the Black Superman, with his girlfriend Supergirl and them have a kid. That would be awesome to see. But if you really want some other cool examples too, think of Miles Morales, Spider-Man. Mom and dad, they're of interracial relations, you know? And think about how awesome he is. I think of Blue Marvel and how his wife was actually an agent who was supposed to watch him and monitor him to make sure he didn't get out of control. She wanted to fall in love with him and producing some kids with him. on the somewhat bad side of things, just because you asked for it, I think of Invincible. He wound up saving the universe and galaxy, but his dad was horrible. But then I also think of another example that is Submariner. He, Atlantean and a human coming together, making literally the first mutant child. And you think of all that stuff that's happened to him. So, yeah, to answer your question, you know, man.
John Stewart and Hawk Girl as well.
They had a child. John Stewart and Hawk Girl, oh my goodness, that's an awesome one. You know, it was a Warbird, right?
Yeah, I think it was Warbird.
Yeah. So, like, there's, like, really cool examples. I was struggling with the DC one. Thank you, because, like, DC's been slacking on that.
To be honest with you, I don't know if there was... Well, I guess you could consider Damian a mixed race. Because Talia's not white, right?
Talia is not white, and people have said that. But think of any other ones. It's really hard for DC, because DC doesn't do that really well.
Yeah. I don't think Connor Hawk was white, but Connor Hawk's not really relevant anymore, so he doesn't really count.
I know, but he wasn't white, but it still doesn't count. But, like, Marvel has repeatedly done a better job than DC has.
Oh, there's no question about that. Yeah, that's not even up to debate. I think we named the only two. But I think we named the only, like, prominent
two. And if you guys can think of more, let us know. But I will tell you this, just for our listeners, and mainly for Phil, too, and his two kids. These are terrible times. We can say history is repeating itself, or history doesn't repeat itself, and it just rhymes, whatever you want to say. These are terrible times. But I know, and I feel like we're going to get through this, because there's such a momentum for people just to want to be over this and see what this new era can do for us. So I feel strong that we will get through this.
There you go. Philip, as always, we appreciate you bringing the heat. Oz, very good Killmonger conversation. Very insightful, as always, bringing the knowledge. Very good combination right there. He got the heat, the knowledge. Perfect. Very good.
Once again, it comes full circle back to food. You need a little heat, a little knowledge.
What do you want to ask now? What my favorite dessert is after I have the pizza?
What? No, it's candy corn. We get it. Yeah, got it.
That's my favorite. It's not even my... Well, I actually do eat candy corn year round. While we're back on the topic,
do you eat cake or do you eat pie?
Cake.
What's your favorite cake? Vanilla, strawberry, chocolate?
Come on. Chocolate, baby. Chocolate.
Is it chocolate on chocolate, like chocolate with chocolate frosting?
Oh, I would love chocolate on chocolate. I don't mind chocolate. I don't mind a white cake with chocolate icing, but that chocolate on chocolate, that's a heart attack waiting to happen, boy. That's. Woo! That's something serious waiting for you.
So you like, okay, I dig it. That's really good.
Yeah, I love my chocolate now. But I love chocolate, but now I'm about to really make some people be like, "What? You're weird. I don't like chocolate and peanut butter."
That's okay, but you would never do a chocolate. What if I made you a double layer chocolate cake, chocolate on chocolate, but the middle layer had a layer of peanut butter in it.
Oh, man.
Wait, listen. First layer has a layer of chocolate frosting on it, thin layer of peanut butter on top of that, put another piece of cake on it, cover that with chocolate, cover all of it with chocolate. There you go.
I would probably like.
You try it.
I would probably cut the middle out.
What is wrong with you?
I would probably just cut the middle part out with all the peanut butter and eat the rest of it.
What, do you have a peanut allergy?
I don't. I like peanut butter though. Like, I love a PB&J.
Okay. So I used to make PB&J cakes that were just like a vanilla cake, but then I have a peanut butter and a strawberry.
How do we get on food again?
I love food. But man, interesting, very interesting. Yeah. And what's your favorite pie?
Apple.
That is so bland.
Basic.
You don't like pecan pie or strawberry?
I do not like pecan pie.
Sweet potato pie.
Do not like sweet potato pie.
Oh.
I like cherry. I like strawberry. I like blueberry. I like
you
the berries.
Like cherry pie. When was the last time you had cherry pie?
I mean, I don't go out and get pie, but I know but I've had a cherry pie.
Do you like American pie?
If it's, I mean, I like pies made in America.
So we can get back on subject, but I do have to tell you this one story.
Do we? Okay? Do you know?
I do. Just to make it relative, so you can know I can stay on subject sometimes. So. When I used to live in Alaska for a bit, I went to Nusagaya. Nusagaya had a coffee stand, and this is like pre, like kind of all the baristas and stuff. And they had a coffee stand, and the Kaladi Brothers coffee, which is delicious. And one of the baristas. I wanted to be a good friend of hers, but one of the baristas, they were just chatting, and they were just like, what's up, Sylvester? What's your favorite pie? I was like, American pie. And they were like, good answer. So, you know, I appreciate the American pie. So.
I mean, the movie was good.
No, I think it's a little deeper than that, so it's okay.
All right. Great. So now that we're moving on from pie, let's move from pie to horror movies.
Appetizers.
Mozzarella sticks all day.
That is gross.
Love mozzarella sticks. We'll crush mozzarella sticks. I can eat mozzarella sticks all day.
Regular Scott, seriously, I know we had a lot to do today.
And look, from Mexican,
you're not joking about that.
No, I'm not joking about that at all. And with Mexican chips and white sauce. Only white sauce, though. I don't want any of the red sauce.
So, you want that blanco, the whatever. You don't need to have
the salsa.
Guacamole?
Nah, I don't need none of that. Just give me the white sauce for all my food.
Let me tell you so. When I go to my favorite joint to get my burrito,
I shouldn't have said that. I get
guacamole. I get my orange sauce, my green sauce, and my red.
Nobody's
all three of the heats.
Nobody's sending you no food from Uber. You don't need to tell nobody your order. Ain't nobody sending you no food.
dude, I don't get that with the blanco sauce. But that which is a, it's just like melted. It's cheese and milk melted together.
Well, look, it's a good thing you're not getting it because I am. So that means
I'm sure you get it 5 minutes after you eat it too.
All right, great. Moving on, dude. Moving on. We are not talking about food anymore the rest of this show.
But what's your favorite gum though after your food?
Five. See what I gotta stop answering your questions and just move on. That's where I'm screwing up because I'm answering your questions. So I gotta stop answering your questions.
That was amazing. Okay, but real talk. What's your favorite type of breakfast now?
Waffle House chocolate chip All Star special All Star special chocolate chip waffle, egg scrambled with cheese, bacon, raisin bran toast, butter. And hash browns.
Interesting.
Boy, ain't nothing like that old Waffle House. Wait. Well, what it used to be, that old Waffle House 2 a.m. run.
That's really funny. When I picked up your sister, she was just like, I need to go to Waffle House.
Hey, that joint hit after midnight, boy. I'm going to tell you, Waffle House hits after midnight.
All right, real talk though.
No, 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 no.
What's your favorite breakfast to make?
Cereal. Here we go. So I put up a Twitter, asked a question on Twitter, and Oz did not participate in this one.
Hold up, dude. You just be making cereal in the morning?
Listen, Oz, actually, you know what? I know how to get you off topic. Oz, I think it's time for you to give, before we do our movies, I want you to briefly and quickly, which is an oxymoron when it comes to you, give your three horror comic recommendations.
Okay, very briefly. Number one, I've been really into Lock and Key. I know they are making that into, they made it into a series on Netflix, but that whole run has been really cool. And it's just been making me just go into what the keys mean and all that stuff. I always go back to this. If folks, if you haven't read it, please read Zombie. X-O-M-B-I. It is a great thriller. A great take on fantasy, a great take on folklore. It's awesome. Every time I read it, it still just boggles my brain for some reason. And then I was torn between I Am Legend. Sorry, that's a lie. I Am Legion, which is a take on the vampire motif. And the other one is American Vampire, basically, which is just like, you're rooting for the bad guy, you're hating the bad guy, you're rooting for the hero, you're sad and crying about the hero, and then you're rejoicing about it. It's a good run. So those are my comics. Lock and Key, Zombie, I Am Legend, with the alternate being American Vampire.
Okay, well done, Oz. We got some feedback on this. I put this on Twitter. Another one that Oz did not participate in.
What's your favorite snack?
So JVD said some of the ones he mentioned was Cal McDonald Mysteries, Gideon Falls, American Vampire, Moonshine, and Something is Killing the Children.
Oh, so good.
That's
yeah.
JVD of the Villains Demand. The So Wizard podcast, they said Rachel Rising, Something is Killing the Children as well, and Gideon Falls.
Oh, wow.
Have you read either of those, Gideon Falls or Something is Killing the Children, Oz?
I actually picked up Gideon Falls, and I haven't started reading it yet, but since I got some good recommendations, I will. That's really cool that those were in the mix. I was hesitant to do Rachel Rising, but I'm like, I think I will now.
We got We Get Dubbed podcasts. They said The Walking Dead, Nailbiter, Witches with a Y, Ghosted. And he said he gave four because The Walking Dead seemed like an obvious one. And yes, The Walking Dead is, I've actually read some of The Walking Dead. Nothing consistent, just random issues and stuff. So, JD, our good friend again, he said Road of Bones, Witches as well, American Vampire, 30 Days of the Night, which is a very good comic. That's a very good comic and a good movie. I think underrated movie. Ending's kind of weak, but
yeah.
But the rest of the movie's pretty good.
No God.
Yeah, the rest of the movie's pretty good. Alan Moore's Swamp Thing, 70s Son of Satan, Sever, Lock and Key, Fatal. I hope I'm saying that right. And Moonshine.
Oh, interesting. Okay, Moonshine keeps coming up.
Yeah, it looks like Oz, you got some recommendations.
I know I do. It's great.
Yeah. All right, let's get to
It was nice to see people on the same page for some stuff, though.
Yeah. No, it seems like Gideon Falls, Moonshine came up a couple times. Something is Killing the Children came up a couple times.
Rachel Rising.
That only came up once.
Well, I just liked it because it was on my radar. So
I get you that. Absolutely. So yeah, that's actually cool. That you bring that up, Oz. I agree. That is cool that you were thinking about that and somebody mentioned.
Yeah,
it.
So I think
I think it's meant for you to read then.
For sure, and Gideon Falls too. For sure, I will start doing that tomorrow morning. Not tonight. I don't do that at night.
No doubt. So what's your favorite snack at night?
I would have to say beer.
Okay, specifically, what's your favorite chip?
Dude, Route 66 potato chips are the... Yeah, Jesus, dude.
That's random. Mm. That's random. Mm.
No, right. I ain't talking about no Utz, no Lay's. I'm talking about
no Roots.
I ain't talking about Tooth. I ain't talking about Pringles.
Hey, Pringles hit. You knocking Pringles, but they hit, though. Pringles hit.
I ain't talking about Lay's, Ruffles, nothing. I'm talking about some Route 66. Those chips are the bangers, dude.
Word. This is ridiculous how much you're talking about food.
So, what's your late night snack? You know, I know you're a late night snacker too.
So I guess if I'm going chocolate, I love a nice Hostess cupcake.
Oh, you will do a cupcake before you go to bed, for real?
Man, I'll eat like three of them joints.
Dude, that's dangerous.
I'll eat like three of them and have like a bag of chips and a hot dog or something.
Yeah, man, my wife made a chocolate cake. Hey, you'll like this. She made a chocolate on chocolate cake. And in a 9-inch like pan, yo, that was devoured within 2 days, dude.
So what you worried about me for? You better be checking your blood pressure.
I better be checking my family's, because between all three of us, it was done, dude.
Yeah, you worried about me. You drink milk with your cake?
Yeah, I would tell you this, no, because I'm lactose intolerant.
Ah, that sucks.
But
because
I
milk,
do.
Because let me tell you something, milk hits with the cake.
Yeah, but I do rice milk with my cake because it's just yum.
Okay. All right, let's get to our movies. I also posted this on Twitter, telling everyone that we were going to talk about our five favorite horror movies.
Do you put fruit on your cake?
No.
Like fruit, like strawberries or something like that?
I don't.
Okay. Top five, dude.
Because you did. What? Why would you do that? Don't piss me off,
dude. Strawberries on a chocolate cake is pretty bomb, son.
Why are you pissing me off, dude? Why are you ruining a cake?
Hold on. Wait. One second. Have you ever tried it?
Yes.
Come on, dude. Come on, bro. Come on, bro.
You don't believe me?
Hey, wait, you can lie to me, but don't lie to ourselves. You
don't think I tried it?
I totally don't think you tried it.
Yeah, I have, and I'd probably give it a...
six for me, dog.
Six for you?
MGK.
Oh! Impressive.
With Takashi's hair. Riding the Guardian's motorcycle while on the phone with Jar Jar Binks.
So basically, that's not an MGK.
With all of that on him, he done dropped down to a Guardian.
Dude, that dude is... That's Jar Jar Binks with a mirror wing, dude.
But see, you know what the problem is? If you take all that off, all that extra stuff that got put on top of the MGK, that's what you're doing when you put the strawberry and
no,
all that.
I'm
Yo,
not
that's
saying,
exactly what you're doing, dude.
I'm not saying layer it with strawberries and whipped cream. I'm just saying like a couple strawberries.
I'm
it's
good.
A nice little...
You can have my strawberries.
And your American pie, obviously.
Stop it. Cut that out. All right.
Hey, what were your top five?
Oh, okay. So yeah, I asked on Twitter. I was
vegetables
actually gonna,
that you like.
No, I'm going to start on Twitter. So I put on this week's episode, we're going to talk about we're going to reveal. I actually put review instead of reveal. Twitter needs to get an edit button. Our top five favorite horror movies. So I asked, you know, the Twitterverse what theirs.
Hey,
here we go.
Why are you putting the blame on Twitter? That's you.
It was my fault, but Twitter could use an edit button.
No, they don't, dude. That's on you, dude.
This is what it sounds like from someone who doesn't use Twitter.
But why Twitter got to be your why does Twitter have to be your first grade teacher?
Why can't it?
Because Twitter has other things to do.
All right. So SWO Productions. They said their five movies were Halloween, K Cabin in the Woods. Friday, yes, Cabin in the Woods. Friday the 13th, Part 2. Happy Death Day. I've never seen that.
No, yeah.
And A Quiet Place. Quiet Place is great.
They are calling Quiet Place a horror movie, okay?
You don't think it is?
I think it's more of a suspense thriller.
I think it's horror, too. I mean, that's a horror. Okay, that's fair. Okay, questionable. Okay, hear that. Podcast 9 3/4, a Potter podcast, said Hellraiser Inferno, Hellraiser, Hellraiser Judgment.
Oh, yeah.
Chucky's Bride and Cult of Chucky. So obviously he's a fan of Chucky and Hellraiser.
Yeah, obviously.
Shout out to Pinhead. Mocha Minute podcast. They said Hellraiser as well. A Nightmare on Elm Street. Saw. Tales from the Hood. And Tales from the Dark Side.
Wow.
Shout out to Tales from the Crypt while we're at the Tales.
Mm-hmm.
JVD of the Villains Demand said Jaws, Halloween, The Exorcist, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and A Nightmare on Elm Street. A lot of love for Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Let's see here. Old Man Wade said Cabin in the Woods, Freddy vs. Jason, Freddy's Dead, Friday the 13th, the remake, and Dream Warriors.
Dream Warriors was kind of cool.
I've always had a soft spot for Freddy vs. Jason as well. I know it's not the greatest of movies, but I do enjoy it.
Well, it's these two iconic characters coming together.
I can always remember the end of the trailer because it's the blonde girl and she's like, the end of the trailer, you know, you see him come face to face and she's like, Freddy vs. Jason, place your bets. You know, and you see one of them take a swipe, and it's just so ridiculous. And she's not a very—I don't remember the line being said with a lot of. It wasn't very good, but
theatric heart.
Yes, but I do remember the line because I was like, because I remember when I came out, I must have been like a teenager, and I was like, yeah, this is gonna be awesome. Place your bets.
Did you place your bet that she will never have another acting gig after that?
I think she did. I think she ended up doing something, but I did think, I was like, I did place my bet on Jason, though.
Why?
I don't know. I just thought he was going to kill Freddy, but I guess he, but you know.
Well, they both, I always thought they both, like, nulled each other out because
no, they don't.
Jason is sort of like a Gollum kind of killing force.
No.
And he can never hurt Freddy because Freddy only manifests in your dreams and Jason doesn't dream.
But he did hurt.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, if you take logic to where it was, you know.
Yeah. So.
Versus The Walking Dead, I'm like, okay, who wins? I can't believe you just said that.
So, Joe Ziegler, he said.
Wait, hold on. What does that have to do with horror films and Freddy?
Joe Ziegler said, he also replied, he said, Event Horizon. The original It.
Yeah.
Lost Boys. The Thing. Friday, the Final Chapter. That's all you have to say is yeah?
I was yawning. Thrash Daddy would like The Thing. The Thing was mentioned. That's nice.
Yeah. Pizza and Parsecs.
Pizza. Mm.
Shout out to Pizza. They said, so what's your favorite kind of pizza?
Cheese.
Really?
I would say margarita is a good one for me, but if I really want to get down and dirty, which I've been known to do every once in a while, I'm not afraid of actually, you know what? Yeah. I'm sticking to that because pepperoni's not my thing, really. You know,
That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't do any pineapples on my pizza.
Talk about a plain Jane.
Oh, but it's about the plain pizza though. Okay. Like who does it? Like mellow mushroom? Oh my god.
Mm. Yeah, you're okay. Pizzas and Parsecs.
They have said, you had them?
I have, yeah. I mean, they're good. They're fine. They're good.
What's your favorite kind of pizza?
I prefer Christians.
No. Not what your faith is, but your favorite type of pizza.
Yeah, you've never had Christians?
I have, but see, that's not... The Christians is a place. What's your favorite kind of pizza?
Oh, yeah. Wait,
hey, so, what is your favorite kind of pizza to eat?
Probably a pepperoni and sausage.
Damn.
Yeah, like a nice little meat lover. I don't even mind a meat lover. I could crush a meat lover, but specifically if I could just choose my two, just give me pep and sausage.
You don't do no sausage? I like no onions on it or anything like that?
I'm good on all that. I don't need all that extra stuff. But pizza and parsecs, they said, changes depending on the day. Here are the first five that came to my mind in no particular order. Halloween, Session 9, Your Next is fantastic, Eyes Without a Face, and Hell House.
Section 9, okay.
I haven't seen that either. Let's see.
Have you seen The Platform?
No, not yet.
It's interesting. It's a good concept. I like it.
Infectious Groove Podcast. They said A Nightmare on Elm Street 3. The Devil's Rejects. Good movie. Friday the 13th. Part 7. I think that's... Yep. A Nightmare on Elm Street, the original. And Jason X. And he wrote in quotes, "Don't judge, it's fun."
Yeah, Jason in space, Jason in the future.
And I won't judge because I like Freddy vs. Jason, so can't really say much about Jason X because Freddy vs. Jason isn't that great either.
I'll judge, but silently.
Well, you're a judger.
He's a judger.
We Get Dubbed Podcast. They said The Exorcist, Evil Dead 2, Scream, first mention of Scream, Black Christmas, and Evil Dead Remake, and that was from Mac.
I don't know if I've ever seen Black Christmas before.
The Evil Dead remake is really good. That's really good. I really enjoyed the Evil Dead remake. Where it's the girl instead of Ash. But she's a beast. She gets the chainsaw hand. Spoiler alert.
Oh, that's so cool, though. Okay.
Yeah, it's cool. It's not really that scary, but it is a horror movie. It's not really that scary, but I really enjoyed it.
So what was the last horror movie that you were scared?
Man, honestly, probably Paranormal Activity.
Midsommar or Hereditary, you didn't get scared.
It didn't scare me. It freaked me out. I think there's a difference between like, you know, being freaked out and being scared. Like, it just kind of like weirded me out. But Paranormal Activity kind of like just had me thinking, like, what does go on while I'm sleeping that I could have no idea about? Like, that movie had me kind of scared a little bit, just because I had no idea what was going on.
Well, Paranormal was one of mine, when like that demon or entity crawled into bed with her. I was like, oh god.
Yeah, that one that's probably the last one that it really... latest one that probably really scared me, but it was the original was the only one that really did that, because after that you've seen it, so it kind of wears off as far as that effect. But that first one, I know a lot of people think it's slow, but it's so realistic as far as how it happens. It's just you're sleeping, you would have no idea somebody was standing over your bed.
Oh yeah,
you know, your significant other could be standing over your bed every night. So yeah. So Oz, what are your five favorite horror movies? We can either list all five, or we can go one at a time.
I'm gonna do all five right now. I love Get Out. I love Let the Right One In, Cabin in the Woods, Phantasm, and Cube.
You're always talking about the goddamn Cube.
I love the Cube. I love it. It's just my brain. I like thinking of the things that they don't mention, you know?
Okay.
Letting my mind wander into that place. I love that.
That's a very wide-ranging and random list.
Mm-hmm. It's good. I come in multitudes, as they say.
True that. Out of those five, one's got to go.
I think it's Phantasm, that can go, and then I'm keeping the rest.
Okay. And then out of those four, you can only keep one. The rest are gone.
Sorry, guys. Get out.
Get out?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay. Yeah, Get Out's great. Get Out was a game changer.
It was a game changer. And you know what? Have you heard about Antebellum?
I haven't, because I like movies with twists, so I've tried to stay as far away from any details as possible. Just like I did with Us. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, you should check it out. And see what I'm going to get your opinion on.
I heard it's got a big twist. Some people are very disappointed, so I do want to see it. So yeah, I will check that out though.
Yeah, because the twist made me just go. It made me think of one certain director and go like, did he tell you how to write this?
Well, don't tell me anything else, because you're already giving me M. Night Shyamalan vibes.
I would never give you that.
So my five are going to be The Ring, You're Next, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, 1974, the original, Midsommar is one of my favorites, and House of a Thousand Corpses.
And which one of those one has to go?
One got to go?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. I think I'm going to have to get rid of House of a Thousand Corpses.
Mm. All right. I'm going to give you a little bit of a spin. Of those four that you have left,
mm-hmm.
you can only have two are gone forever, and the other two have to be made into a single movie plot.
Well, I wish if I'd have known that, I would have kept House of a Thousand Corpses.
I'm sorry. Life is tough and has twists and turns, dude.
Because there's a lot I could have did with that. So what we'll do is actually, Your Next and Texas Chainsaw Massacre could work as a singular plot. You know, we could flip the whole script and have the family, you know, kidnap the girl. Well, the plot of Your Next pretty much is a home invasion. A family has a big get together in the woods and they get invaded by these people who are trying to take them out one by one. And they have to try to survive the night. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, most people probably know what that is. So you could combine those two and you can do. So I'm keeping those two, Your Next in Texas. And when they, you know, get the family or the group of kids or brother's family, whatever, how you want to do it, instead of them, you know, they'll flip it like they do with Your Next and be like, well, they're trapped with us and we're gonna take the fight to them, and you know, it'd be a little different twist on it. So I think you could do Your Next and Texas Chainsaw and have them taking the fight to Leatherface and his family when they try to trap them.
Look at you. Okay, good.
Yeah, you tried to throw a little stumbling block at me, but your boy leapt over it. that was a bit much. That was a bit much.
This one's on me, German. My bad.
That was a bit much.
I'm the man. I leapt over a stumbling block.
That was a bit much. All right. Okay. So, tell me what. What made those movies stand out to you? Like, just a briefly, the ones that you didn't touch on, like Phantasm. Why is that a movie that made your top five?
Oh, it used to freak me out when I was a little kid. And this, like, this guy who was like, couldn't die, but I love folklore. I would imagine if I was born generations ago that I didn't need movies or moving pictures. I just needed someone to tell me a good story. So I love a good story that makes me think. So, that's basically it. It's the same reason why I love Cabin in the Woods too.
Okay. No doubt. All right. Those are our top five favorite, just our favorite, favorite horror
personal
movie.
Favorites. Yeah, you know, and they're going to change by next week.
Probably. Oz, I'm going to ask you this. We've been giving them out all show. So do you have any other just random horror movies that you'd like to throw out there for people to check out? I'm going to ask you this every week this month, so just be prepared for that from here on out.
Well, I'll be more prepared for it next week now that I know this. Let me marinate on it. I did like the Event Horizon. It's really nice. That was good.
Well, I'm not asking you to recycle anybody's suggestion.
Oh, what about...
I'll give you some time. The Sacrament... I think is a really good one that people should check out. The Strangers
is what's the Sacrament about?
So the Sacrament is kind of like it's like a handheld version, you know, one of those handheld type of movies, and they do it. It's almost like the Jim Jones thing. That's the guy that they got everybody to drink the Kool-Aid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so it's kind of from a firsthand perspective of that, and it's these cameramen and. One of their siblings is part of this cult, so they go see the cult, and it's pretty much kind of very similar to that. It's a very weird, the cult stuff is very weird, that aspect of it. So that's one you could check out. The Strangers is, I've always enjoyed The Strangers. That's a really good one. That almost made my top five list, but it's very similar to your next.
That's awesome.
The ABCs of Death is a anthology type of horror movie where each letter of the alphabet, they do a horror movie or a short horror film that starts with a letter of the alphabet. Every letter, Z, X, all of them. They do all those letters.
Okay.
So those are a couple extra ones you could check out if you're looking for something a little scary. Well, some of it might be scary. You might not find it scary. It might not be your cup of tea. But if it is, definitely check that out.
A thriller, as they say.
Yeah. Well, the ABCs of Death should be more of a horror. Like you get a little bit of everything. Like there's a ghost story. There's a really good ghost story that's set in like Japan in like a school building. That one's really good. So there's a few really good stories in there, but there's some duds, but it's a good little mix. You get a little bit of everything. All right, Oz. Do you have anything else to add? Before we wrap this bad boy up,
what's your favorite Halloween candy?
Really?
Yeah.
Candy corn.
Oh God, that's right.
What?
and your favorite Thanksgiving candy? Candy corn.
Candy corn.
Okay. All right.
Well, I mean, why you? I've been answering candy corn all night, and you asked what my favorite Halloween candy is.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like a Cadbury egg or something.
you sure you didn't mean Easter?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Is that what you meant? Wrong holiday, dude.
Some marshmallow ghost. I don't know.
A marshmallow ghost?
Yeah, dude.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Never seen one.
Okay.
Are you taking your kid trick or treating?
I got to see what our protocols are going to be for this year and what's going to happen. Regardless, he'll have some candy.
You said you are going to still have some candy just in case.
Regardless, he'll have some candy.
Candy. Okay. Yeah. Are you going to have candy at your house? Are you going to be giving candy out?
I don't know, because like the whole thing is like usually the thing is that safe is that. It's individually wrapped is what they give out, but let me see what the protocols are and I'll follow those guidelines. That's what I'm going to do. What you going to do?
Yes, sir. I'm going to give them the candy. Hand candy free out to all the kids in the neighborhood.
Live free and be an American.
Hey, I'm handing candy out to all the kids in the neighborhood. All the kids in the neighborhood getting candy.
Did you just say you're the man?
No, I didn't.
Okay, because I was like, who would just blatantly say that for no reason? Well, they're talking about candy.
Well, I didn't say it, I don't know what you're talking about.
And handing out the kids.
I'm the candy man, dude. I'm the candy. All right. This show has been ridiculous. It's time for the final blow, Oz. I think it's about time.
I like that beat.
What you got for the final blow, Oz?
Hey, if you haven't, everybody get out there and register to vote. Get out there and vote, okay? Pay attention, be safe, and vote.
That's it for your final blow?
Yeah, man, I'm being cool, dude. This is a mad cool out, son.
Alright. You know, for my final blow, I picked up a couple things from Second and Charles. Picked up Invincible, you know, since the
good
animated series is going to be coming out soon. I figure I'd go ahead and pick that out.
The trailer looks good.
Yeah, definitely. We can talk about that next week with Migs. I picked up Power Rangers, Soul of the Dragon, you know, so I know the villains demand that whole crew will be happy with me picking up a Power Ranger comic. And I picked up one I've been looking for a while, Irredeemable Volume 3.
Oh, that's great, dude.
Yeah, so I'm really excited to read that. Volume 1 and 2 is really good, so Irredeemable Volume 3, looking forward to that. But that's all I got for my final blow. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, Me4MarvelVsDC, the number 4. Email us, Me4MarvelVsDC @GoDefyLife.com. Next week, we're going to have Movie Man Migs. We're going to review The Ring. So if you want, you can watch that movie again, get a little refresher before next week. I'm going to let Black Thought, you know, send us off. Oz, tell everyone we talk to them next time.
As usual, everybody, Black Thought, peace and chicken grease.
Also, shout out to Benny the Butcher as well. And y'all have a good time, because we're going to have a good time. Till we talk to y'all next time. Peace.
One time. 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 One